We're always concerned about getting the things we want to get. And therefore, any tachbulos, any strategies, any tricks, it's not the right word, it's not tricks, but anything we could do to achieve the results that we want to achieve is certainly a worthwhile tool to have in our possession, to have in our arsenal. It will help us to sooner achieve the goals and the expectations or the hopes or the desires that we want. And of course, in the process, giving us a tremendous amount of menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, because I really have a way to deal with the things that I'm concerned and worried about. So it's a good formula to if there are such tachbulos, it's a formula that we would want to know. So in Perek Chofei in Tilim, the Posik says, David HaMelech says, Adekai b'cho b'tachli al evoisho, al yalzu oyev ali. Speaks to Hashem and he says, I trusted in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Don't let my enemies rejoice in my embarrassment, in my whatever. Gam kol koyvecha lo yevoishu. Not only me, but all those that put their hope in you. Some learn that that's a lower darga. Some seem to be it's the same thing. Even all those that put their hope in you, they shouldn't be embarrassed. Yevoishu ha-boigdim reikom. These boigdim, the empty, rebellious people, they're the ones that should be embarrassed. So the Radak says, Elekai b'cho b'tachti, v'loi b'acher, I trust in you, b'cho b'tachti, in you and not in anyone else. Nothing else. B'acher. L'fikoch t'chinosi l'fonecho. Therefore, this is my plea to you, my t'chino, my prayer to you. Al evoisho. Sh'loi evoisho. I shouldn't be embarrassed. Sh'loi titen li she'elosi. If you're not going to give me that which I've requested, I'm embarrassed with my trust. I put my trust in you, and you don't respond. They have busha because they trusted and they weren't fulfilled. And as another in capital base, the same thing. But if you're going to grant that which I'm trusting you to give me, that you're going to give it to me, therefore I will not be embarrassed, and my enemies won't be able to rejoice in me either. So this is very interesting. If you look at the Radak on one of the psukim that he quotes in Tilim Chav Beis, so he says, many times, you saved them from their soros. And the bitocho wasn't sheker. It seems like if they trusted and nothing happened, that's like it was something false. It didn't really happen. Maybe they didn't really have it. I'm not sure what that means. Yeah? And why does it say, it should have said, they trusted in you and you saved them. He says, the reason for the repetition is lechazek habitochen, to strengthen the bitochen. Ki lo hoyo lehem bitochen be'acher elokach. Elaboch. So he says that the reason for this repetition is to say how strong lechazek habitochen means this bitochen was in no one else, only in you. So it sounds like what he's saying, v'kofo bitochen lechazek habitochen. So if the be'acher and not in you, if ba'acha meant we trust someone else instead of you, then that's not lechazek habitochen. That's to say that there's bitochen. We didn't have bitochen ba'acha. The Torah says ba'acha means we have bitochen. But you know, in the bitochen, there's a little bit, I really need parnosa, but I have a couple of bucks in savings, or I really need this, but I have another eitza, or I think I have another eitza, or I think I have talent, or I think I have different abilities and strategies. My bitochen is not completely on you. There's co co-helpers, there's other things, there's other possibilities, there's assistance, it's not only you. It's not only, in other words, I have nothing else. It's completely on you. I have divorced any possibility from my heart and my mind of anything else that could help me, and it's completely and totally only you. I would say that that's the same boch as he references over here, that he says, Shem loy titin li shalosi hine yesh li boishes, no, I'm sorry, elekai b'cho b'tachli, v'loy b'acher, v'fikoch t'chinosi l'funecho. Why is t'chinosi l'funecho shloy evoish? What is the legitimacy of turning to Hashem and saying, I beg you, Hashem, let me not be embarrassed because I put my bitochen in you, which is such a powerful formula. That would seem to be because b'chobotachti v'loy be'acher l'fi koch t'chinosi l'fonecho, only because it's b'tachti v'loy be'acher, means that it had to be, in order to invoke this loy evosh ki b'chobotochnu, it has to be that the bitocha was completely in you. What level? Maybe it doesn't say, 100%, 90%, 95%, but nothing else. I have no other etzah. My bitocha, I'm trusting you and only you. I know if it's not you, it's nothing else. There is nothing else. There is no other koyach. And that's totally, v'loy be'acher, be'acher meaning, and be'acher not meaning an alternative that we see from the other radak, but be'acher just meaning that it's completely and totally you. That bitochen has a right to the tefillah. L'fi koch t'chinosi lefonecho alevoisho shlo yevoisho shim lo yititin li shelosi so forth. So in other words, the first yesod here has to be that when I'm putting my trust in Hashem and I wish to invoke this tefillah of alevoish, David HaMelech's formula for getting our bitochen to work for us, And I want to be me'ira yemu rachamecho, and want to be me'ira the rachamim, that Hashem should not let me be embarrassed. The way to that is only if I've excluded and divorced and removed any alternative. There is no alternative, only this total and complete reliance on you. Whether the reliance is 100% or not, the Chofetz Chaim writes in a letter in Machni Yisrael, if he goydel habitochon, kach goydel hatzlocha. It's commensurate. But the bitochen has to be, to invoke this techino of aleivosho, it has to be complete, that there is nothing else. Okay. Agav, we see here clearly that the bitochen that he's talking about, the pshat and David HaMelech, bitochen he's talking about is exactly what it says. Shaloi evosho, shim loy titin li shelosi, yesh li boishes. I have a shela, I expect something specific, and I'm asking for that thing that's specific, and memela, I'm going to be embarrassed, which clearly indicates that the embarrassment is coming because I'm relying on you to give me something, and when I don't get that something, then I'm going to be embarrassed, which is different from this what people push it read. I think it's a misreading of the Chazon Ish that says that the concept of bitochon is this ein mikra lefonav, it's only no accidents, but it's not about being confident about something in the future. It seems that certainly is the what David HaMelech is talking about over here, according to Radak. However, you'll tell me, that's David HaMelech. That's already this high-level Madrega. That's not for us, We have to stick with the lower Madrega. So we can't have this. We have to, it's enough. We have bitochen. We say, I know everything is from Hashem. Everything does is for the good. I'll have to accept it, and I rely on that. And I can't go beyond to bring myself through, as David HaMelech said. It doesn't come naturally. It's through v'ani b'chastucho b'tachti, because I have such a focus on your chesed, hadheinu azrunu rachamecho, v'lo yazrunu chasodecho, as the Goyin says. So because of that focus on your chesed, therefore, yogeili bibishu asecho, now I feel something just announces from within, I feel for sure that you're going to give me that which I'm asking for. Okay, so that we'd say, maybe that's David HaMelech. Who says we have a shaychus to it? Shaila is the Shmoneh Esrei, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were Mesakin, speaks to this very posuk and says, V'sein tzochar toiv l'chol aboitchem b'shimcho be'emes, v'sim chalkeinu imohem lo'olom, v'lo inevo ishki b'cho b'tochnu. That means that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila thought it appropriate to be mesaken for us, all of us, we're all mechuyev to say the Shmoneh Esrei, that v'lo inevo ishki b'cho b'tochnu, which means The bitochen that we're talking about is the bitochen that would bring a busha. A mikru lafonav doesn't bring a busha. That's the pshat that he learns over here. Because the busha is because I've asked and you don't answer me. I asked for something, I'm counting on you for something, and you're not responding. I'm embarrassed. That embarrassment, that's why my enemies are rejoicing. If everything is a mikru lafonav and everything is latav, so it has nothing to do. There's no embarrassment. I didn't do anything. And see clearly that's the way he learns the Leinevush, which means from the Shmon Esrei that we're shaykh to that too. That means, and even if we may not be shaykh to the 100% bitochen, that I'm 100% sure that there's no doubt in my mind, there's no shemitz of a doubt, there's no hesitation, there isn't a hirur or machshova in the slightest that it's not going to be 100% the way I'm counting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we're not holding by that. But if, at least, it's b'chobo tachti v'loy b'acher, I know there's nobody else. I know if it's not going to come from you, it ain't coming from any place else. That I know for sure. So even if we're not holding by that highest level, but we can, it seems, from the takona of the Anshik Nesak Doyla, the Nusach of the Tefila, that we can be holding by enough of a pure bitochon, realizing that it's not going to happen from any place else, enough to bring us to the point where we could say, that we could use. So that means that this tachbula of influencing the Gzar Din and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'cho b'tachli v'loy be'acher, I certainly know there's nothing else. V'fikoch t'chinosi l'funecha, therefore I have the right and I come to you with aleivosho, and this trust that I have in you, whether it may not be 100% or 90%, the Chofetz Chaim helps us, but it has to be pure to invoke the Leinevushki b'cho b'tochnu. It has to be completely removed from any other alternatives. And this is something which Lemaisa, if we think about it rationally, is not so difficult. Because there are other koyaches in the world. Who has koyach? Who has koyach? Al tiftuch ben adivim, teit zeruchem yoshuv lad mosam. Today, every day of the week, they're yoshuv lad mosam. They're going bankrupt. They're the people. Who? What? There's money. There's koyach. There's doctors. There's nothing. Ein oid mevadoi. It's so rational that it's shaykh to be able to achieve to some level this pure bitochen that we can turn to Hashem with a tefillah v'loy nevoish kibachu b'tochnu. That means that we have the ability to achieve so much with the bitochen, and at the same time, the ability to have that enhanced level of menuchas hanefesh, because I know it's all about Him. It's all up to Him. There's nothing anybody else could do. And I'm counting on Him. To the degree that I can bring myself to count, it's to that degree that I'm going to be able to achieve. And to that degree, of course, I'll be able to live a life of menuchas hanefesh.